Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
Lisa, it's really hot today, isn't it?
It is. How hot do you think it is?
Well, it feels like it's 100 degrees outside.
Wait a second, 100 degrees?
Ah, okay. So in the USA, we use a different system of numbers to talk about the weather.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess like 100 degrees, and that's probably 38 degrees?
Yeah, something like that. But that must be confusing if you're traveling from China to the USA.
It is. And that's exactly what the dialogue is about today. So why don't we have a listen to it?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Oh, wow. It's boiling out here.
Yeah. I feel like the summer temperatures have been rising every year.
How hot do you think it is today?
I think it's about 86 degrees Fahrenheit with a high of 95.
Sorry, do you know what that is in Celsius?
It's 30 degrees Celsius with a high of 35, so it's perfect tanning weather.
Yeah, I don't like to tan, so I'm going to stay in the shade.
Oh, come on. Just come for a quick swim.
Oh, all right, all right.
Dialogue, second time.
Oh, wow. It's boiling out here.
Yeah. I feel like the summer temperatures have been rising every year.
How hot do you think it is today?
I think it's about 86 degrees Fahrenheit with a high of 95.
Sorry, do you know what that is in Celsius?
It's 30 degrees Celsius with a high of 35, so it's perfect tanning weather.
Yeah, I don't like to tan, so I'm going to stay in the shade.
Oh, come on. Just come for a quick swim.
Oh, all right, all right.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Alec, who is a Chinese tourist visiting the U.S., and Marie, who is his friend, an American local.
Mm-hmm. And Alec says it's boiling out here.
Yeah, boiling. Now, what does he mean by boiling?
Yeah, boiling. That's when something is really hot, like water. And it has bubbles because it's so hot.
Yeah, it's like when you're making noodles, right? You have to boil the water to make noodles.
Exactly, exactly. But we also use this talking about the weather.
So it basically means that it's really, really hot outside.
Yeah, like really hot, like today.
Yeah, so you're probably sweating a lot. And instead of just saying it's really hot out, you can mix it up and say it's boiling out.
Mm-hmm, yes, I say that all the time in the summer.
Yeah, and so Marie says, yeah, I feel like the summer temperatures have been rising every year.
Oh, okay, that was a long word. Temperatures?
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult to pronounce, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. When I say this quickly, I usually say it like this. Temperature.
Yeah, so let's hear that a few more times. Temperature.
Mm-hmm, temperature.
So temperatures is a level of heat. When you're outside, there is a temperature. And when you're cooking, there's also a temperature as well.
That's right. It's very important, that number, when you're cooking or baking a cake.
That's right. You don't want to burn anything.
No. Right. But this summer, the temperatures have been rising.
Yeah, which means that they have been going up.
Yeah, going up. They've been going up, just like the sun rises every day.
Exactly. Okay, but Alex then says, how hot do you think it is today?
How hot. So Alec is asking about the temperature, right?
Yeah, exactly. But be careful here. We're not saying how much hot. We're just saying how hot.
Yeah, exactly. In the summer, you say how hot. In the winter, you might say how cold.
And how hot is it today? What does Marie say?
Yeah, well, Marie says, I think it's about 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so you guys are probably used to numbers like 30 or 35, but in the United States, in the summer, it's usually around 80, 86, or 95.
That's right. Fahrenheit is the system that they use in the USA, but they don't use it in other parts of the world, right?
No, they don't. It's usually Celsius, but the pronunciation of it is a little bit strange, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Fahrenheit.
Yeah, so it's actually someone's last name. You just need to know that it is someone's last name, and it's usually an F beside the number.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so this other word is degrees. This is just the kind of number we use when we talk about temperature, right?
Right. And with degrees, we usually have highs and lows. Mm-hmm. So here there's a high of 95.
Yeah, with a high of 95, or you could say in the winter, with a low of 45.
Exactly. And a low would be the lowest temperature of the day.
That's right.
Okay, Alec doesn't really understand Fahrenheit, so he asks, do you know what that is in Celsius?
Oh, Celsius. So this is what you all know in China and in other parts of the world, even Canada. This is what we know.
Yeah, so this is the one that you normally see as a C.
A C, exactly.
And just a note about the pronunciation, it is Celsius.
Celsius. This is also a name, so Celsius, but you'll usually see this as a C.
Right. So Marie says, it's 30 degrees Celsius with a high of 35, so it's perfect tanning weather.
Ooh, tanning weather. That sounds fun.
It does. So tanning is an activity that Americans and Canadians really enjoy, and it's when we lie outside in the sun so that our skin becomes dark.
Because many of us are very white, we like to look brown.
Yes, or even those of us that are a little brown, so a lot of times we like to look even darker.
Yeah, so I know this is not the most popular thing in Asia and China, but we really like to tan here in Canada and the USA.
Yeah, so tan is the verb version of tanning.
Yes, exactly. You can say get a tan or I'm going out to tan.
Okay, if you don't like to tan, which Alec doesn't, you might want to stay in the shade.
I like Alec because this is what I do. Shade is the dark, cool areas like under a tree or behind a building.
Yeah, it's a really good place where you can just relax and stay out of the sun.
Out of the sun, exactly, right.
But Marie really likes the sun, right? So she wants to enjoy it with Alec. So she says, come on.
Right, come on. So this is a really common expression we always use. I want you to do something. Let's do it. Come on.
Yeah. So what are some examples that you can think of other than this one?
Well, maybe I want to go out to party tonight, but you're tired.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes right. That happens.
So maybe I want to go out to party tonight. I say, Lisa, let's go.
No, I want to stay home.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Or it could be another situation. Like, I really like hiking. So I can say to my friends, hey, let's go hike a mountain.
Ooh, that sounds a little hard.
Come on.
All right.
Yeah, so if your friend says, come on, you can answer, all right, all right.
And that is what Alec says here. He doesn't really want to go, but he'll go.
Yeah, so all right just expresses that you will go, but you don't really want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And this is different from all right, which, you know, is really enthusiastic and happy.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Well, one thing I really want to do is listen to the dialogue one more time.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Oh, wow. It's boiling out here.
Yeah. I feel like the summer temperatures have been rising every year.
How hot do you think it is today?
I think it's about 86 degrees Fahrenheit with a high of 95.
Sorry, do you know what that is in Celsius?
It's 30 degrees Celsius with a high of 35. So it's perfect tanning weather.
Yeah, I don't like to tan. So I'm going to stay in the shade.
Oh, come on. Just come for a quick swim.
Oh, all right.
Dialogue, second time.
Oh, wow. It's boiling out here.
Yeah, I feel like the summer temperatures have been rising every year.
How hot do you think it is today?
I think it's about 86 degrees Fahrenheit with a high of 95.
Sorry, do you know what that is in Celsius?
It's 30 degrees Celsius with a high of 35, so it's perfect tanning weather.
Yeah, I don't like to tan, so I'm going to stay in the shade.
Oh, come on. Just come for a quick swim.
Oh, all right.
All right, you guys, we just heard that dialogue again, and I really hope that you are outside enjoying those summer temperatures.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing. We learned about Fahrenheit and Celsius, but just remember, in the USA, they use Fahrenheit. So let us know in the comments, what about the temperature where you are?
Yeah, and let us know if you like to go outside and tan or if you like to stay in the shade.
Yeah, so we look forward to seeing all your comments, guys. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
Yep, see you then.